Two questions about the Iraq war have emerged during this presidential campaign. First, was the invasion of Iraq justified? And second, what lies ahead there? Those two questions have put intelligence agencies under pressure. Analysts find themselves torn between a continuing demand to describe the pre-war situation in Iraq and a developing need to help military commanders prepare for what's coming. NPR's Tom Gelton explains.
Iraq's Prime Minister, Ayatollahi, warned his countrymen this week that the insurgency there represents a challenge to our will. One day later, a car bomber hit a military checkpoint northwest of Baghdad, killing 16 Iraqis. U.S. forces in Iraq are currently leading a major offensive against the man believed responsible for such attacks, the Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. And yet, much of the news here this week has concerned the situation in Iraq before the United States moved in. Tuesday brought a newspaper story that the CIA recently told the White House there's no conclusive evidence that Saddam Hussein, while in power, gave sanctuary to Zarqawi, as the administration had alleged. In the vice presidential debate Tuesday night, moderator Gwen Ifill asked Dick Cheney about that story.
When the story that appeared today about this report is one I ask for. I ask an awful lot of questions. That's part of my job as vice president.
This is not the first time Cheney has asked the CIA to look for links between Saddam Hussein's regime and terrorist networks, though until now he's generally been reluctant to acknowledge having done so. In the midst of the presidential campaign, questions about those pre-war links are pressing once again. But how urgent are they?
At this point, it's a debate point. It's not going to help you much in what you're dealing with now.
Judith Yaffe is an Iraq expert at the National Defense University.
It's kind of a distraction. Do you want to go back over this again and again?
This issue of priorities came up again yesterday with the report of the Iraq Survey Group, or ISG, which said there was no evidence Saddam had weapons of mass destruction or was close to getting them. The ISG's 18-month operation involving resources and personnel from the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and other Pentagon offices has so far cost about $900 million, according to congressional and defense sources. But the current project director, Charles Dolfer, told the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday that some questions about the weapons program remain unanswered because inspectors haven't been able to analyze all the material they have found, to which Democrat Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts had this reaction.
Isn't this a total waste of money? I mean, why does the search keep going on and on and on?
Such questions are also coming from U.S. military commanders in Iraq who want intelligence resources to be put to work figuring out what's going on with the Iraq insurgency. One senior military official who asks not to be identified says he still thinks Saddam conceivably had illegal weapons at the start of the war. But it's time to drop this, the official says. Right now we have to focus on what's biting us in the butt. He meant the insurgency. David Kaye, who directed the Iraq Survey Group until this past January, says he heard similar complaints from U.S. commanders, including General John Abizaid, head of all U.S. forces in the Middle East.
General Abizaid came to me one day and said, you have the only organization in Iraq that's working. I need to use it to help with the insurgency. And my reply was, you don't need the organization. You need to learn the lessons of how we made this organization work, and I'm happy to exchange that with anyone. Look, as the insurgency grew, field commanders became desperate for anything that worked. And so you were desperate for the quick fix, the solution to it. The ISG looked like it had some of those resources.
To some extent it did, and still does. Among the 1,000-plus people assigned to the Iraq Survey Group are analysts, translators, trained interrogators, computer technicians, and document study experts, and they're almost all still in Iraq waiting word on what they're to do next. The senior military official says U.S. commanders in Iraq, with whom he communicates daily, would dearly love to draw on ISG resources for help in counterinsurgency work. But defense officials say it's still not clear when the weapons search will formally end. That decision could mean closing the door on Iraq's past, at least temporarily, and looking instead toward its future. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.